If there was one thing you really, really didn't want to be doing in 13th century Central Asia, it was murdering members of Genghis Khan's extended family. And soon enough, entire cities were defecting to the Mongols. Although, for once, it had nothing to do with their fear of imminent destruction. Kuchlug began ruthlessly persecuting the local Muslims. Genghis Khan, on the other hand, had realized pretty early on that religious persecution would only cause him a headache that he didn't need. Instead, he allowed free practice of any and all religions within his growing empire. Bearing in mind that freedom of religion isn't exactly a given in many parts of the world, even today, it's fair to say that this policy was centuries ahead of its time.